This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Let's talk about the overreaction, okay? The overreaction to Jason Dominguez in left field. Like, I have a tough time understanding this. The Yankees literally, and for all the stuff that the Yankees don't tell us anything, the Yankees lie to us about injuries, who knows what's happening with Stanton. Every time they tell us it's a minor injury, we expect his foot to fall off, you know, blah, blah, all that. Boone lies to us constantly. The Yankees came out and told you. We saw last year, right? We saw last year in his struggles in left field. They told you at the beginning of spring, they're going to give him a six-week window to figure out left field. He's 22 years old. And let's be honest, there are three plays people are yelling about in the first handful of games of spring here. One, he lost in the sun. He just lost it in the sun. I don't know if there's enough training in the world. You could lose a ball in the sun in center field, right field, second base. The catcher could lose a ball in the sun. He lost the ball in the sun. That has nothing to do with left field. He had one bad drop, one misplay ball. He had one roll up his arm when he was coming in on a hard base hit, ground ball. And then yesterday, didn't make a play in the gap that I would venture to say, I don't know, a quarter of starting left fielders in Major League Baseball today would have a problem with. Jason Dominguez is learning left field. And the idea that you have to change streams now on that decision, that a month of working at it every single day is not enough to help him become a left fielder. He was called up last year after playing mostly center field, moved to left, and struggled with balls off the bat, fading, slicing, playing the wall in the corner. No doubt, he struggled to the point that they couldn't play him in the postseason, that they were forced to play Verdugo. Now, Verdugo won them game one against Kansas City. Nobody wants to remember that. But after that, he struggled hitting. And they could have used another bat in that lineup, and they still had to play Verdugo, because Dominguez wasn't trusted in left field. He had all of the offseason. He's going to have another full 4 weeks of not just, and I know that playing in the games are different, but he's going to have 4 weeks of not just playing in games, but working at it every single day. He's 22 years old, learning left field. The New York Yankees are handling this exactly right, because Bellinger is the better center fielder. He's the better player. He's the better defender. You want your best defender in center field. I want Bellinger to be the center fielder for the New York Yankees. He's the best center fielder. It's the more important position. And that leads me to my other point, because I'm sorry, and maybe we'll find this out about Jason Dominguez. One, he dropped a ball in Seattle last year playing center field. And if you're telling me that Jason Dominguez, after giving an entire offseason of knowing he's going to be a left fielder and then giving all of spring training working every day to become a left fielder, if he can't accomplish that, you think he's going to be a good center fielder? It's not a transition from catcher to first base. Jazz Chisholm never played a day of third base in his life. Yeah, he makes a couple errors here or there, but he was a pretty damn good third baseman. Like, if you can't play left after getting an offseason and a full spring training, what makes you think he's good enough to play center? And it's, you know, this is when I start to get my back up when I defend Aaron Boone and the Yankees. Because, like, and this is the other thing. Because you hear, oh my God, they just put him in center field to make him comfortable. What is with, I don't understand what the Yankees are thinking. Just make him comfortable and put him in center field. Okay, so when they refuse to move Glaber off of second base to third base, they're a soft organization, they're a joke, they're letting the players dictate what happens, and you know, they're more worried about a beard policy than they are, like, you're allowed to force them to shave, but you can't force them to change positions. So when he doesn't move Glaber over off of second base, he's soft. They're a clown show. It's a ridiculous thing. But then with the rookie left fielder, they don't cater to him and make things comfortable for him and put him in center and actually test him and challenge him and say, go learn left field. Well, they're being stupid. I don't understand it. Why don't they just, like, it doesn't matter. You move a player, you're wrong. You don't move the player, you're soft. The New York Yankees are challenging a rookie to learn left field when he's been a center fielder his whole career. It's not that much different. And if he can't do it, they'll switch him, I suppose. But you know what? It's on him to get better in left field. And even if it starts in April, where he's not the world's greatest left fielder, he'll continue to get better at it. I want the better fielder in center. And there is no way in hell you could tell me he's going to, like, defensively, for the New York Yankees, are you telling me that the New York Yankees are going to be a better defensive team if they put Bellinger in left and him in center? I don't think they are. Now you've weakened center field. I don't want a weakened center field. I want center field to be good. That's the more important position. I think we're overreacting, and the idea that it's been a couple of games, and quite honestly, people are reacting on three plays. One's not that bad. A lot of left fielders would have a problem with. And the other one, he lost in the sun. He's going to play 90% night games. He hasn't played a single spring training under the lights. He's playing it in the high sun of the Florida skies with no upper decks in minor league baseball facilities. Like, you got to give it some time. The Yankees are right. He's got another month. He's a young kid. Challenge him. And I understand the other thought process that people aren't grasping, or, you know, is that they want him in left because they don't want to move him. They want the best player in center field. Trent Grisham is their fourth outfielder. Trent Grisham is a world-class center fielder. Why pay Trent Grisham $6 million to be your fourth outfielder if you're not going to take advantage of him playing center field when he plays? Like, that's part of the reason he's an excellent defender. Like, I heard Keith talking about this earlier today. It's not that they can't have Trent Grisham play left, or they don't think he's good enough to play left, or that it's a problem playing left. They're paying Trent Grisham $6 million to be their fourth outfielder, and they're doing it under the guise of, when he plays, he's one of the best defensive center fielders in the game. He's a gold glove caliber center fielder. Why pay him $6 million to not play him in his best position in the few games you play him? So when he plays, they're going to play him in left, and in center, and they'll move Bellinger, or if Bellinger moves to DH or gets the day off, or if Judge gets the DH, which I think would be most of the time, Bellinger can play right. They don't want Dominguez center to right, center to left, center to this, because they know they're going to play Trent Grisham in center, because they view him as a world-class center fielder, that part of the reason they're paying him is how good he is at that position. So they want Dominguez to learn left for two different reasons. One, Bellinger's the better everyday left center fielder and better outfielder overall. And Dominguez, they don't want him moving positions. And when they play Trent Grisham with no DH, might be more than you think, they want him in center. And they don't want to move Dominguez. They want Dominguez to be one position player. They are doing it exactly right. It's up to Dominguez to learn how to play left field. He's a world-class athlete. He's been one of the bigger prospects in the organization for a long time. He still has a month. That's not tomorrow. Like that's not like, oh my God, it's only a month away. It's a month. It's 30 days of working every day at it. Jason Dominguez will be fine. And if he's not, they'll move him to center, I suppose, but he's going to be a starting out. They don't have an option. And I want to see his bat. And he's going to be important to this team. His switching ability, his on-base percentage ability, his power. Like, you got to see what these prospects are. The overreaction to him losing a ball in the sun and then running a ball down in the gap in this game yesterday, that's not an easy play. He didn't drop a pop-up. That ball wasn't in the air for 20 minutes. That was a rope to left center. Should he have made the play? Of course. I'm not saying he shouldn't have. Does a very good left fielder make the play? 9 times out of 10. 99 times out of 100, whatever you want to say. Fine, I get it. It wasn't very good, but it wasn't a disaster. I mean, you know, Castellanos is playing for the Phillies. Like, there are bad outfielders all over the place. The Yankees will live. And he'll get better, even as the season goes along, even if he's not a great left fielder to start the year. This isn't the playoffs. He wasn't good enough to play in the playoffs. He wasn't good enough when a drop fly ball cost you a series. They're going to give him April, even if he struggles throughout all of preseason. He's got plenty of time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
It's a crazy overreaction. Crazy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.